From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Last year, Google dropped $12.5 billion on the cell phone company Motorola Mobility. Some of that price tag was for the company's healthy stable of patents, but it was also a hint that the search engine giant was stepping fully into the hardware business. That hint became more official last night when Motorola's CEO Dennis Woodside announced the company was indeed revamping its line of gadgets. Roger Cheng is executive editor for news at CNET. Thanks for joining us, Roger.
Thanks for having me.
So what's the news here? What did we learn last night?
Well, what we learned last night was the Motorola CEO, Dennis Woodside, teasing the Moto X, which has been a rumored phone. It's their upcoming flagship phone, which they say will be available in the summer, which could be any time between, I guess, now and September. And it's the first phone, I think, that Motorola will really put its full energy and resources behind.
What about this talk about contextual awareness? What is that? And what is this phone going to do? It's going to know when it's in your pocket? What are we talking about here?
They were very light on the details last night. But it's the idea that, you know, if you're in your car, the phone actually knows that you're traveling at 60 miles an hour and can actually shut down certain functions. Or if he hinted at the idea of taking the phone out of your pocket and automatically triggering the camera function. He didn't really talk too much about how it would work, but you know, that's one situation where the phone would know that you're taking the phone out, you're taking it out of your pocket to take a picture, and automatically turns on the camera mode.
And so this idea is basically the phone will sort of, it'll be kind of a little bit more aware of its surroundings than smartphones have been thus far. I don't know, maybe a genius phone instead of a smartphone, right?
That's exactly it. It's the idea that the phone knows more about your surroundings than you do. Maybe it knows that you're near an airport and pulls up your ticket. It's very similar to what Google as a whole has been doing with their Google Now initiative, right? This is a feature that sort of knows to put weather updates in front of you or knows to give you traffic information when you're about to leave for your commute to work.
It's interesting that you draw this connection to Google, which is obviously since last year, right? Motorola Mobility's parent company. So what does this say about the status of Motorola and what Google is sort of hoping to do with the company?
Well, initially when they bought the company, the main reason was for the patent portfolio that Motorola had. We've kind of moved beyond that, but it seems like there are some questions about the value of Motorola's patent portfolio. In the meantime, that you know they've taken this business and actually trying to make the best of it, basically. So there's some separation there. But that said, I'm sure they influence where Motorola is going.
And we'll have to see where it goes. Roger Cheng is executive editor at CNET. Roger, thanks.
Thank you.